Hello, good evening, good afternoon. We are now beginning this call. This is the call on Monday the 14th at 21 UTC. This is the Lagrallo Buenos Aires Organizing Committee. Now I will give the floor to the staff for the roll call, so please go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is Julia from staff speaking. Welcome everyone to the Lagrallo Buenos Aires Organizing Committee on Monday, 14th of October 2013 at 21 UTC. On the call today we have on the Spanish channel Johnny Loriano, Silvia Herlan-Leite, Alberto Soto, Juan Manuel Rojas, Aida Noblia, Marcelo Teres, Carlos Aguirre, Leon Sanchez, and Carlos Vera. On the English channel, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblond. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Chauvelaine. We have no apologies. And our interpreters today are Veronica and Sabrina. May I please remind all participants to state their names before speaking for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters to identify the speakers on the other channel, and please speak at a reasonable pace to allow accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you.
This is Silvia Herlan-Leite speaking. Thank you very much, Julia. First of all, I would like to apologize because I was not able to participate in previous calls, so perhaps I will be asking you certain things that are clear for you but not for me. According to the agenda, the first item that we should consider has to do with catering options. And I see that the staff kindly have posted the budget that the Sheraton Hotel has given us for 60 people. So I would like to ask Silvia Vivanco to give us a summary regarding this estimate for catering, and then I will give the floor to all of you for you to tell me if we know the sponsors for this cocktail. I had the opportunity to speak to someone regarding Google, because Google could help us to fund this part of this catering. So, but I don't know if the value that the ICANN staff has spoke about was for this or for any other issue. So perhaps Silvia Vivanco could help me with this. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Well, so regarding the estimate, the budget assigned, it is $1,200, and we can assign a part of these to catering, and the other would be for souvenirs. So we have certain flexibility in this sense. So, as I said before, we have $1,200. I had found it out with our meeting staff. We have two estimates or budgets, one for 60 people, and this is what amounts to $3,484. This includes food, wine, and beer, basically empanadas and hot meals. These are the hot options, and then we have the cold option, and these are canapés or finger food. And for the second part, for 100 people, we have $4,800. So we have two types of budgets. There is a third option, which is not considered in the AC room, has to do with, or it is only considering drinks, and this could be for 1 hour or at least an hour and a half, for a total amount of $800. Or else we can have drinks with some fried or snacks. And this is the amount per person. As you can see, we have options And unfortunately, the prices are quite high. So this is the offer that was provided by the Sheraton Hotel. And we can also bring food from the outside, but this is not allowed. So these are the budgets that we are dealing with right now. And I repeat, these are 1,200 that we can provide on the part of ICANN, the staff at large. Is there any question? Silvia Helen Leiter speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. Well, we are not having any, even for the drinks, the budget is not enough, not even for the rings with the $12,100 that we have provided by ICANN. So do we know if we can have an external aid to complete the remaining value? We can also add snacks. Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto, we are not listening to you. Perhaps your line is muted. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Alberto, go ahead, please. He's not hearing us. He's typing. He seems to be typing. Silvia Helen Leite speaking. So this was discussed in previous meetings. Do we have external aid by a sponsor who would help us to pay for the cocktail? Silvia Vivanco speaking. By now, according to our last call, we had several discussions regarding this. We were discussing about the possibility of contacting different sponsors, but I don't know if we have any positive reply. Up to now, we have no sponsor available. Silvia Helen Leiter. Silvia, could you please repeat the amount for drinks only? Yes, we can have drinks. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking, for 60 people, by $800. And then, if we want to have snacks, we have another option, and these will cost $25 per person. Silvia Halilate speaking, and this will amount to a total of Silvia Halilate speaking. Well, I didn't know Alberto's comment, but perhaps since we don't have a sponsor yet, we have a certain deadline. Do we have a certain deadline to confirm that in the Sheraton Hotel or not? Silvia Vivanco speaking. I will check this information. I think we have to do it as soon as possible, perhaps 15 days beforehand. That would be the minimum amount of time. But I will check the deadline. Silvia Henleite, well, this is more than the double that we have, so perhaps we should leave the rest and take only the drinks until we get someone who might help us to fund this. Is there any comment? I will read what Alberto has typed. He has problems with his phone, so he says that up to now, despite many tries, NIC Argentina is already available for the Congress. Cavase is not able to provide support because it does not have any budget available, and we still have to contact Sebastian Velagamba from the ISAC International, and this would be our last try with Microsoft. We need to have a value or an idea of the value to see if Google Argentina or Google Latin America would be able to help us. If we decide that the cocktail is the most important, or else if we decide that the souvenir is the important thing. We can try to get a sponsor aid by them. Heidi, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Heidi. I'm just wondering if it might be useful, given that right now there is a total budget of $1,200, if we did just go ahead with the drinks and some light snacks, you know, dry snacks for $800, that would still allow $400 for a small number of tango dancers, I believe. So perhaps, you know, that would be a good combination of just drinks and dancing. And then others, and then afterwards, people can make their way to dinner for a more substantive dinner. So that might be a suggestion that, unless you get additional sponsorship, that we just go with that. Thank you.
This is Sylvia Helen Leite. Thank you very much, Sylvia. Could you please repeat or rephrase your point regarding the dinner?
This is Heidi. Just a comment that maybe if we just go with the drinks and the dancing for the total of $1,200, then people on their own can go for dinner afterwards. Thank you.
This is Sylvia Hanen-Leite. Okay, thank you very much, Heidi. Sylvia is saying that we can perhaps consider these two budgets. Who is speaking? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Alberto Soto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Well, I have contacted Anthony. He is the director of Cavase, and he told me that they don't have money to sponsor us. But he gave me an idea for Ice Hockey International, led by Sebastian Velagamba. And I have two options remaining, because I was considering Nick Argentina, but Nick Argentina is sponsoring the whole conference or meeting. So the only option that we have is Sebastian Velagamba from Ice Hockey International, and then our last tribe would be Microsoft. Sylvia Helen Leiter speaking. Alberto, just a question. Despite the fact that Nick Argentina is sponsoring the meeting, could we have we had a conversation with Natalie and Ciso and them in Durban. So were you able to ask them about this? Go ahead, Alberto. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Well, I was not able to go above them, but because I spoke to someone, and since they were sponsoring the meeting, they thought they were not able to do it. That's it. Sylvia Hallenleite speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I have another remark. This has to do with the dollars. I sent information regarding the souvenirs, and I only got one reply, and we do not have time because we need to print certain issues, and we need to have that available for next month, the fifth day of the month. So, for example, we need to take into account if the key change or the key ring that we're going to use would be the material. We also need to define certain issues. I circulated an email to the participants regarding printing a logo for the Buenos Aires meeting, and I sent on that email the picture of the key ring. And the logo is the logo of the IKEA in Buenos Aires. I don't know if that would cost $10 that we were, $10 pesos, the 10 Argentinian pesos that we were estimated to ask for the 150 keychains that we were requesting. But we need to see how we can get the money for that. This is Sylvia Hallenleiter speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I was going to ask you about that. What is the total budget for the e-ring? Do we have that in written? Well, that is 10 pesos and 90 cents with a simple printing. And then we have that listed at the dollar official value, and that amounts to $1.85 each or per key ring. This is Sylvia Hallenleiter speaking, and the idea is to have 150, right? Alberto Soto speaking, yes, that's the idea, to have 150 key rings, and that multiplied by the amount, that amounts to $278. This is Sylvia Hallenleiter speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Alberto, and we still do not have a sponsor for that, right? Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, that's right. Sylvia Hallenleiter speaking. So I think it would be convenient to discuss here if we like the logo that was modified, done by you, Alberto, and if we agree on that, and we should wait for them to reply or to give you the final amount, or the final cost of the logo and the hearing, and then by email we can answer you and letting you know if we are going to do it or not. But it would be also important to have a sponsor to know where the money will come from. And I see Dionisio has typed that we would need $300 to have the keyring. So, what do you think about this? I don't know if you have read the email circulated by Alberto. I see that some of them answered that they liked. I particularly would say that I like it very much. I think that the logo would be very good. The idea would be to have this printed within the phrase La Gralo Showcase. And Heidi is also telling us about the values. So I would like to know regarding the tango show if we have in written any budget. To have these options, so as to send all this together with the sponsorship request, to send all the budgets in writing to the sponsors for them very quickly, because we are very short of time. Do we have the budget in writing for the tango show? This is Silvia Ivanko speaking. Raul Bauer is not on the call, but he sent some time ago an email stating that he could find a person, a couple, dancing tango by $1,000. I don't know if that is the normal or the regular value. Perhaps someone based on Buenos Aires could see any other or more economical options, because that would be for the beginning of the showcase and then at the end, and perhaps the price is a bit high. Perhaps if we could see any other option or proposal, that would be interesting for us to see that. This is Sylvia Hallenleiter speaking. Okay. I do remember, and before the creation of the committee, I was finding out about the tango show, and I was told that the cost was $4,000. So if Raul had a tango show by $1,000, that is a very good price. And I see that on the AC room, most of the people said that they like the logo. So Alberto, I can tell you that we like the logo, and I would like to ask you to give us the final amount, because this is approved. And I see that Carlos is saying that with the $1,200 by ICANN we would have for the drinks and the key rings, but we would need to ask Google the $1,000 for the tango dancers or even for the key rings. Perhaps there might be someone who might contribute with $300, and we can leave the rest of the money for any other issue. Katie is typing something. She's asking whether we would like ICANN to pay for the drinks and the souvenirs. Well, I think it would be a question of going out and finding sponsors, and if there is any sponsor who would like to pay for anything and then redistribute the money, that would be fine. Dev is requesting the floor. Go ahead, Dev.
Thank you. This is Dev Anand speaking. Apologies for my reaching late here. Traffic delays. Sorry about that. So I'm going to ask a question that perhaps was answered before. I'm looking at a chart on a table here, and I'm seeing a relatively high cost for catering. But I just want to find out. We were supposed to be approaching to Anthony Harris and so forth. Is it that they declined to sponsor any amount for the showcase? And thanks for that. Could somebody just answer that? Because I'm just a little bit confused as to why it's suddenly we're not going to approach any sponsors from what I'm hearing and asking ICANN to pay from out of a very limited budget. Thanks.
Thank you, Dev. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. I will give the floor to Alberto because he can address Dev's question, Carlos, if you don't mind. So, Alberto, go ahead, please. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I sent an email to Dev, if I'm not wrong, and I told him that I would contact Tony Harris. Tony Harris was contacted before by Raoul Bauer on behalf of his own organization that couldn't be Ecomlac, that couldn't be the sponsor. When I returned to the country, I participated in what was my first meeting last week. I contacted Tony Harris, and he confirmed that Ecomlac cannot take this responsibility. And Kabase doesn't have a budget either, so Tony Harris couldn't work out the sponsorship with either of these organizations, and he couldn't take the responsibility of seeking sponsors. He just gave me a couple of contacts or people to contact. I tried with one of them to no avail, and I am seeing if I can go further up in these organizations. That is the reply. Thank you. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Thank you, Alberto. And to complete this reply to Dev, we have a third budget only for drinks in the amount of $800 US, and for the time being, we will have to stick to this budget with this service only, that is only drinks, although we will keep on trying to get a sponsor for this. Carlos Aguirre, now you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Can you hear me? Sylvia Herlane speaking. Yes, go ahead, please. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. I think that we should expediently resolve this in the interest of the tight schedule that we have from now, between now and the meeting. Well, and for instance, if we don't decide on the key rings, then the key rings will not be ready on time. So it would be great to decide to use the $1,200 US provided by ICANN to use them to pay for the drinks and to pay for the key rings. So in that way, we have the drinks This is the interpreter speaking. It seems that Carlos Aguirre disconnected. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking again. And we can also get a musician instead of dancers, and that could be less expensive than the dancers. I believe that figure is quite high. I believe that Alberto could get somebody else for a much lower price, but I would definitely allocate the $1,200 to the drinks. This is Silvia Herlane speaking, and this is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Carlo, your audio is a little bit choppy. We cannot hear you. This is Silvia Herlane speaking. I can sum up what Carlos said. His proposal is to use, this is Carlos, sorry, this is the interpreter speaking. We have several speakers overlapping on the Spanish channel. We apologize. This is Silvia Herlane later speaking. Carlos' proposal is to use the $1,200 provided by ICANN and to allocate them to the souvenirs that Alberto is working on and to the drinks. Can you please let me know if you agree on the, not on the wiki, sorry, on the Adobe Connect? Can you show whether you agree with Carlos' proposal, please? Aida agrees with that proposal. I do agree with that proposal, Silvia Herlane speaking, because this is something we need to have, at least drinks and souvenirs. Alberto also agrees with this proposal. Marcelo Teles also agrees with the proposal. And Heidi is asking, so $800 for drinks, dry snacks, and $400 for souvenirs? Yes, Heidi, this is what we are agreeing on right now. And we would work on obtaining a sponsor or sponsorship for the dancers. Luis is also in agreement. Thank you very much, Luis. So most of us agree on this proposal. Tomorrow, Alberto will give us the definite cost of the key rings. Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto, sorry, that hand was from before. I put my hand down. Thank you. Silvia Herlane speaking. Yes, but in any event, Alberto, tomorrow you will have the final cost of the key rings. Let us hope it does not go beyond $400. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I think it would even be lower than that, and I will look for another type of show that may be lower than $1,000 or cheaper than that. Silvia Herlane speaking. Carlos, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Silvia. I just wanted to make sure that you had heard my proposal, and I see that you have. So my proposal was to have, instead of tango dancers, to have a musician, a tango musician that is very traditional, very, as Aida Noblia agrees, and we can get that musician for 500, 1,000 pesos instead of $1,000. Of course, these events are very important, and people want to charge a higher fee. But Alberto can look for a much cheaper or less expensive option. This is Silvia Herlane speaking. Thank you, Carlos. Let us hope that Alberto finds a less expensive option. And Heidi wonders if any of us can dance tango. Well, let us start rehearsing. Any comment on this? You have a month to practice. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. You have a month to get in shape. And Aida likes the idea, and I support it. I support Carlos Aguirre as a dancer. This is Alberto Soto. Please do not count on me for that. This is Silvia Herlane speaking. You too. You are very good-looking, Alberto. And I will not read Carlos' comment on the chat. So, basically, we still have some time. And we will wait for Alberto's budget in writing for any other dancing show or music show with a musician instead of dancers. So, regarding sponsorship, there are plenty of things to take care of, but we have analyzed or discussed this topic. Is there any further comment on this topic at this point? Carlos, you have your hand up. I don't know if that is from before or if you would like to take the floor at this point. Okay, I see that you have put down your hand. Thank you, Carlos. Okay, so we have received some emails. Surely you must have read them on the list. We received emails from Johnny Laureano, Fatima, Alejandro Pisanti, Leon, I think it was Leon, regarding the activities that will take place not during the showcase, but throughout the time we will spend together at the Buenos Aires meeting. I don't know if you have addressed this topic within this committee or if we should address this topic on our next Lacrallo call. Does anyone want to make a comment on this? I see that Johnny is on the call. I don't know if he would like to comment on this. Johnny? This is Sylvia Herlane later speaking again. I am worried because I have seen several emails on the list about making the most of this time, making the most of a time in which many Lacrallo organizations will get together on the occasion of the Buenos Aires meeting. So we should make the most of this time for some activities. So I would like to know if anybody would like to make a comment on this topic or if we should address it on our next Lacrallo call. Okay. Another topic that we need to address today is, oh, excuse me, Silvia Vivanco would like to take the floor. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, on this note, I have a question of all of you. I wanted to confirm the speakers for the showcase. As I said, we have a welcome address by Jose Arce. Then I have Olivier as one of the speakers, then Fadi Shehadi, then Carlton and Natalia, then Lacrallo ALS's presentation. And I don't know if you were planning to use a video to this end. And finally, a wrap-up speech by the sponsor. So I wanted to reconfirm this so that we can invite the speakers and give them a month's time to write this down on their schedules because, as you know, they are all very busy. And then, if you're going to use a video, please let me know. Thank you, Sylvia. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Heidi is asking whether Sebastian could take the floor for some minutes or to have a few minutes. And Carlos is asking for the floor. Go ahead, Carlos, please. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. I agree. I think those are the speakers we had thought about, Jose, Olivier, Fadi, Carlton, and Natalia. Of course, I do not mind giving Sebastian a few minutes. The interpreters apologize, but Carlos Aguirre's audio is a little bit choppy. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Carlos, your audio is not, it's a little bit choppy. Excuse us. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Can you hear me now? Sylvia Herlane speaking. Yes, yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead, please, Carlos. Carlos Aguirre speaking again. So, as I was saying, Sylvia Herlane speaking. Carlos, you were speaking about the video. That is where your audio cut off a little bit. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Yes, about the video. if we do not have someone that can edit all the videos sent by the ALSs, it's going to be very hard to prepare a single video to showcase during this event. If we had someone in charge of the edition, okay, great, go ahead with the video. Each ALS could send a very brief video, and then we could have that edited and compiled. Sylvia Herling speaking. Carlos, have you dropped? This is Carlos Aguirre speaking again. So, if we have no person in charge of editing these videos sent by the ALSs, the best option would be to introduce the ALS representatives and have them tell us about the ALS, what the ALS is, the name, and we would be showing the faces, if you will, of the ALSs. Except, and I repeat, except if we had someone in charge of compiling and editing the videos sent by the ALSs. If not, it's going to be rather complicated. Thank you. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Thank you, Carlos. Dev, would you like to take the floor?
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. First of all, I agree with Sebastian being added to the showcase. I mean, I think 3 minutes, 5 minutes could easily be added for him to speak. He could probably be added after Fadi Shahadi speaks or after Olivier speaks. So that, to me, is quite fine. Regarding the video aspect for the ALS presentation, I'm a bit wary about it. As Carlos has mentioned, editing a video is not a trivial task, especially, and then because, and also, let's say there are, I'll just to confirm something, there's going to be about 20 of the at-large ALS representatives there in Buenos Aires. So even if about half of them were to submit, say 10 were to submit a video, that's easily 10 minutes of video there. So, and that will take, I think, quite a lot of time. Or even asking to, in the absence of a video, to just have the ALS introduce themselves and then speak for a minute about, you know, who they are and what they do. I'm a little bit wary of that. I remember very well what happened in 2010 when this idea was approached, and everybody, in a sense, because they were happy to take the floor, and remembering that there is interpretation, you know, they can't speak very rapidly. Everybody went beyond a minute, so if 20 persons speak, that's 1 minute each. But, you know, that's 20 minutes there, and that, I think, is way too long. I think, unfortunately, we're going to have to, I would say, just simply do a roll call of the ALSs, you know, calling out their name, the ALS representative, and having that person, you know, come to the front, or, you know, stand and be, you know, and be applauded. That's my suggestion. Just have like an ALS roll call. One more thing. If the person is willing to submit videos, again, I see have that being shown, you know, after doing refreshments and so forth, but not during the actual speaking, the formal part of the showcase. Thank you. I'll get the actual numbers from the survey right now. I'm pulling it up right now. That's it.
This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Thank you, Dev. Yes, unfortunately, the idea of having a video is wonderful because you know that images are great. But the reality is that we have tried to have the ALSs send videos in Cartagena and Costa Rica, and unfortunately, very few of them did so. And then we have the edition or editing problem. Also, if we mention the ALS representatives present, well, we have to do that, but they have to or we have to focus also on how to showcase the ALSs that will not have representatives present at the event. I think there should be a sort of level playing field for all the ALSs on the part of La Crallo. So we could have the ALS representatives present in Buenos Aires come to the front, but we have to think of a harmonized, uniform presentation of all the La Crallo ALSs. That is my point of view. I don't know if anyone has any comment on this. Carlos, go ahead, please. This is Carlos speaking. Can you hear me? Sylvia Herling speaking. Yes, go ahead, please. This is Carlos speaking. Oh, I'm on another phone now. Great. So, I agree with Dev's comment, and I also agree with your comment, Sylvia. I believe that this presentation could very well be carried out according to what Dev said, that is, mention the ALS, have the representative come up to the front, give the representative a round of applause, and that's great. Now, as far as the video is concerned, maybe we could have some screens, a couple of screens, displaying the logos of the ALSs only. And in that way, we achieve consistency and uniformity, and we showcase all the ALSs in the region. It's an option that comes to mind right now. I don't know if you agree, because as Deb was saying, editing a video is not only complicated, but also expensive. So this is my alternative. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Thank you, Carlos. Alberto is asking if that would be a PowerPoint presentation. I guess so. I guess we could have a PowerPoint presentation with the logos. Maybe Matt from staff could help us. Is there any other comment on these topics? And Heidi is reminding us that there will be a La Crallo ALS booklet produced, and that can be part of the showcase. That can be a way of showcasing the ALSs. Dev, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is Dave. A question regarding the booklet. How much space will be available for each at-large structure to describe themselves? Is it one page? And how many words can, in other words, how many words can be used? I guess and this is going to lead up to the question that we should, of course, encourage our at-large structure representatives to submit material to the wiki. But I just want to find out, is it what size booklet? Is it 8.5 by 11 booklet? You know, one page per ALS? Thank you.
This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Thank you, Dev. What I can tell you right now is the following. On the basis of the booklet produced by Afralo, I can tell you that that varied quite a lot depending on the ALSs. There are some ALSs with plenty of information on the wiki and some others with very little information. In that booklet that I saw, some ALSs had 2 pages and some others had only 1 page. I don't know how this is going to work out here. Our booklet should have a little bit more than 40 pages because we have more ALSs, but nothing has been set yet. Of course, there's going to be a maximum page number, but as I said, some ALSs had pictures or photos and 2 pages, and some others just had their logo displayed and just 1 paragraph. So maybe we can agree on 1 page per ALS, why not? But nothing has been determined so far by staff. So far, we have tried to have ALSs update their information on the wiki, and then staff would retrieve the information from the wiki. That's why I sent an email to the list setting October 20th as the deadline to update the ALS information. About the size of the pages, it is half the size of a legal size page. That would be the size of the booklet or the page size.
Well, yeah.
And Carlos is asking how many words, size, page size, picture size. Well, nothing is predetermined, but we know that some ALSs have a lot of information, so we could agree on one page per ALS, per organization. One page with the logo. So that's why it's important to have the information updated as soon as possible. Is there any other comment at this point? I see some of you are typing comments on the chat. Alberto is suggesting to use Arial 12, the font. Deb is suggesting about 5,000 words. Deb, would you like to take the floor?
Thank you. Quick question. This is Devanand speaking. So, yeah, so it's really just we should narrow down the amount of the amount of words that's part of the description for the at-large structure. So I think this probably needs to come from an absolute limit, because the reason why I'm asking about the page size is really just to get an idea how much words is acceptable. Is it 5,000 words, 6,000 words? What's the upper limit? And I think once you get that actual limit, then we can inform all the ALSs again, okay, keep your descriptions to that amount. I should mention that when we did, just remember when we did the showcase and we asked for one page from each of the at-large structures, we then did a template, and essentially everybody had to fit that exactly that template, one picture, descriptive text, and the ALS logo, and that was it. And so, again, I would say a firm limit should be specified as to the amount of text needed. That's it.
This is Sylvia Helen Leiter speaking. Thank you very much, Deb, for your comments. I'm really concerned about the template, because today it is October the 14th, so it's been several months we have been trying to have the ALSs to update your information, and this is taking us quite a lot of time. So now if we propose the idea of the template and they have to adjust to the template and do the work again, so I am worried about not having that for the deadline established. So I don't think that would be the correct or the idea formulation. I understand that for Afralo, the staff organized the information based on the wiki, and that was the information that was circulated to Lakralo people, and we tried to have that updated, that information updated. I don't know if we now send the template for people to respect a certain amount of people would be useful. I mean, Carlos, no template or document was sent for this booklet. What was informed was that they had to update the information of their ALS in the wiki page, and from the wiki page, the staff would take that information to produce the leaflet or the booklet as it was done for Afralo. That information was sent some months ago, during the update campaign phase one and the update campaign part of phase two. If you see the mails that have been circulated to the lead, everything has been mentioned there. And as I said before, I am a bit concerned about the idea that it mentioned of having a template with a certain amount of words, or a word limit, for the 20th of October. So, Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Well, even if we don't say anything to the ALSs, such a modification should not be so difficult to carry out. In case we include one page per ALS, we should indicate the ALSs, the content, the word limit, and with a template, we would be providing uniformity to the whole publication. And as I said before, we have a certain or a predetermined font and size, and they would adapt to that content.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe if we send the template immediately, well, there should be no problem. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. May I speak, Silvia? Silvia Hallenleiter, go ahead, Silvia. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Regarding the Afralo booklet, I would like to mention that the template followed was organized by the LACRALO Secretariat. Sorry, the Afralo Secretariat. So they were the ones organizing the update. Interpreters, apologize, but we are receiving echo from Sylvia's audio.
Oh, no.
And it is very difficult to understand what she is saying. This is Silvia Hallenleiter speaking. Sorry, Silvia, for interrupting you, but there is a lot of echo on your line. Silvia Hallenleiter speaking. We could do that, Silvia. We could do that of the template. But if we look at the Afralo template, you will see that there are ALSs having two or three pages, and there are some others which only have one page. And I do agree with what Alberto is saying, but in fact, the reality is not showing, it's not so. And we know that our deadline is October the 20th. So, despite the fact that we have been trying for several months to get the information, there are certain ALSs who have not updated the wiki page. But of course, we can try. We can have a try with that. But my question is, if most of the ALSs do not send the information for the template with a word limit of 5,000 words, what shall we do then? Carlo, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Sylvia. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. I will agree with Alberto and Conheidi and Sylvia. I think that the template is the most appropriate idea for all of us. And in the case you are expressing, Sylvia, in case the ALS does not complete the template, well, it would be out. And on the other hand, regarding the wiki page, well, I should apologize because I am reading all the emails and perhaps I did not pay attention to that, but my ILS, for example, was not aware of this issue of the wiki page. So I apologize for that. Silvia Hallenleiter speaking. Are you talking about the update? Carlos Aguirre speaking. Yes, about the update. This is Silvia Hallenleiter speaking. Well, perhaps you are not receiving all the emails that are being circulated, but the emails I've circulated regarding the update campaign have been sent to the LACRALO list. So please check your email again. This is Carlos speaking. Okay, it could be because I am a representative, I am of my ALS, and perhaps I missed some email. This is Silvia Hallenleiter speaking. Okay, Carlos, thank you very much. Is there any other comment? Silvia speaking. Okay, so as part of the campaign number 3, we will launch the template for the booklet, brochure, or whatever you want to call it, asking, let's see if Matt or Dev, to determine the font, the size of the font, the word limit for the ALSs to choose or select the information they want to provide for the booklet. And unfortunately, I should disagree with Carla in terms that the if the ALSs do not send information, well, we will have to get that information from some other place, because having a booklet with 20 organizations or ALSs, and in fact we are 42, well, that makes no sense. We should have all the ALSs included. So this is a difficult commitment, but we have to go ahead with that. Is there any other comment? So this would, now we will deal with item 6. Any other business? Silvia Ivanko speaking for the record. So just to confirm. So we would have Sebastian as a speaker for the showcase, right? Silvia Helen later speaking. I think it would be a pleasure for us to have him.
What's that?
Sylvia Helen Leighton. So as an action item, Sylvia, we could add the issue of the template, and perhaps the secretariat could send urgently to all the ALSs that no information will be taken from the wiki, but that there will be a template being circulated for them to fill in with the concrete information for the booklet. And if there are no further comments, we'll keep in touch by email regarding the remaining budget, regarding Alberto's confirmation in terms of the key holders, and whether we will have a dancer or a singer. So we will keep in touch until next Monday, when we will have our next call to define the remaining items. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia, and thank you all. Let's keep in touch. We will keep in touch by email. Silvia Helen later speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. Thank you very much, Sabrina and Veronica and the staff. See you next week.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye, all. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, and thanks again to the interpreters.
Thank you. Yep.
You're welcome.